Hello and welcome to this Brutal Lab video. My name is Joel Reyes, Developer Evangelist for Microsoft. During this time, we'll discuss connected application with Linear Communication Foundation and Windows Workflow Foundation, also known as Workflow Services. This is a very important feature because in modern software development, being able to communicate using standards is relevant and expected. WCF provides such features and capabilities, and WF, on the other hand, has become a natural complement to WCF. So WF can be used for implementing services, and WCF, on the other hand, can be used to expose the services. So we know that as workflow services, which have become first-class cities in our toolset. So we learn about these technologies together. We learn about some of the features and capabilities offered by Visual Studio, like the WCF test server and the client. And we'll do that by means of building a workflow service, which will expose the Visual Studio project template. We'll discuss and review the class services or the service class definition. And we also, as I said before, go dive into the WCF server host as well as the WCF test client. So let's take a look. Building workflow services in Visual Studio is pretty straightforward. Visual Studio already provides a template for this. On the project type, you can choose your language of choice. WCF gives you the ability to choose the WCF service library template. And doing so will then create a sample application, basically, that you can use as your starting point. So you see that we have an iService implementation, and we have a service concrete implementation of the iService interface. So let's take a look at the interface, which is nothing more than a service contract. So we have an operation contract, which is a get data method, and we have a get data using data contract operation, which takes a complex type. That complex type in turn is defined as a data contract that contains two data members, a Boolean value and a data member of string value. So now let's take a look at the actual implementation. The implementation of this service inherits from the interface iService1 and then accounts for implementing functionality for the get method and get data using data contract, which uses the composite type. Once you've done that, you can press F5 and you'll see that the system will generate for you a service host, which is going to host the service and enable you to actually test this service through a client harness. So here you have a service, it has the metadata information for you to create the proxy and so on. And the actual client itself is made up of a simple interface that parses the service, extracts the operations that have been defined, and then allows you to pass values into it. In this case, we have an integer value and gets values out. So the request, as you can see here, has a SOAP envelope, which is XML, that goes into the service. In this case, the current value is 0. And then if I go provide a value here of 200, for instance, I can invoke the service. The service executes that method and comes back and provides me with the result. And the security warning that you saw there would just basically, you can ignore that because you're running locally. So here is the request going in, and this is the response going back on basically the XML payload equivalent. So you can inspect it more specifically what's going in and out. The get data using data contract is the same, except that here you have a composite type made up of primitive types of Boolean and string values. And the system will parse those types and provide the appropriate interface for providing input value into it. In this case, we're going to provide true and my name Joel and call into the service. Again, you get a warning here for security. You can ignore it because it's all local. And coming back, you get a composite type made up of Boolean string with the appropriate response based on whatever performed operation you did on the actual method. And likewise, you get a request and the response coming back. So that's it. That's all it takes to build workflow services. Now that you've seen the lab in action, it's time for you to give it a try. So please visit the address on the screen and I'll take you directly to a virtual lab environment where you have step-by-step instruction on how to accomplish this. Good luck.